join with you once more, my dear friends. I would like to say to you this time, I was aware of your discussion about your butterflies and rainbows, and I would just like to say to you that the butterfly in your world is indeed used for showing some people that there is more to life than first they thought. After all, if you think about your butterflies, have they not gone through their own metamorphosis into the second stage of their existence? Therefore, you can begin to see some connection. Yes, that is why the butterfly is used so often for these things.
Interesting, but I remember watching a program, some famous people who were visiting France, an old house in Italy, and whenever a black butterfly appeared, there was an awful lot of spiritual activity within that house. It wasn't very nice spiritual activity, but it was always when the black butterfly appeared that activity started.
Yes. But the association was with the colour.
Oh, right.
So you see.
So the black was the not such a
good thing. Negative energy.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes. So, remember, my dear friends, be aware of all of nature's dealings with you. Because within nature herself, there lies many invitations for you to recognize the working of spirit.
Yeah. The butterflies are certainly very beautiful and a joy to be with.
Yes.
Yes, the rainbows always bring joy and I think a feeling of hope.
And also the energy from the colors.
Yes.
Remember, we have spoken of color vibrations, and this too plays its part.
Yes.
So, I have deviated a little this time, but I felt that it would be good for you to think a little more deeply about all of these things.
I think I did say that last year I had a caterpillar, quite a large caterpillar. Looked at it, and it was an elephant hawk, moth caterpillar. And no way did I think I would be lucky enough to see the moth, because of course they come out at night when it's dark. But I did in my garden not so long ago, sort of under a lilac bush.
And
I wondered if that was coincidence or.
It is only that your awareness is know greater to all of these things.
I see.
Therefore, you are more aware of what is happening around you.
Yeah. I did feel very, very lucky.
Yes, of course. And that is as it should be.
Right.
There are many what you call wonders, my dear friends, which are everyday happenings in our world, which are given to you in ways that you can recognize.
Yes.
If you are not fully aware of spirit as we near you, then we show you what you can and will understand, or at least gives you the opportunity to think about these things.
Yeah.
You understand. Therefore, my dear friends, always look with those spiritual eyes. There are many ways which we can touch you.
Yes, I have seen this metamorphosis symbolism in recently with my friend who embarked on a moth project at school with children. And I saw how the moth for her had many, many meanings.
Yes.
Because she was going to change herself.
Yes.
And it was, yeah, very interesting.
And of course she could recognize the many changes.
She's very aware in many ways. And I think she could see. And now she's wearing butterflies all the time. And I think she is aware of how important the change has been.
It is a good analogy. Do you not think?
Yes.
Of course. Now, my dear friends, before we embark on further talks of energy and vibration, of which I have promised you, we have one more exercise for you this time. I hope that each one of you will feel the energy which is you, which belongs to each person. And as we continue on this short journey, I would wish you, my dear friends, to speak among yourselves of what you experience. And for this one time, we ask, after this exercise, that there be some rescue work. And we are attempting to try to use as many of you as we can. Therefore, my dear friends, open up your hearts to those who are in need. You can be used. You must not be afraid, because you are always, always protected. When you have experienced what I am about to tell you, we will then go on next time to what I have to say about pyramids and their energies and discussions I would like each one of you, my dear friends, to imagine yourselves, to use that spiritual mind to feel yourself within the vibration of a pyramid, to become that structure, to feel what the physical body is feeling, and also to feel and understand with the spiritual mind what is happening. Do you have any questions before we proceed?
Anyone? We're going to be within the pyramid, not part of the pyramid.
To begin with, you must feel yourself within. But I want you to become part of that energy, to express what you feel and what the mind is also experiencing. You understand what you are trying to achieve. And as you begin to have these senses of vibrations towards the end of your experience, I would wish that each one of you joins together as one form of energy. Therefore, I leave it with you, my dear friends, for this time. There is much for you to achieve, to open up your hearts and your minds. I will leave it with you, my dear lady friends.
Yes.
And when this is complete, we will be with you for some rescue work.
Yes. Funny enough, the same sort of feeling as I get when I'm about to get somebody through me.
Yes.
And maybe that's, I've always thought that that was somebody coming through me, but maybe that was my energy that I've been feeling. It was a sort of a drawing up, right up through my head. And then after a little while, when I felt I was blending, I suddenly became quite small, so whereas I was actually quite big when I was feeling my own energy, when I joined with the other energies, I then actually became quite small. So I sort of felt a shrinking feeling. The most powerful was first feeling, I think.
Yeah, I've got the same drawing up feeling to the sort of pinching of the pyramid. I sort of got, then became the part of the pyramid sort of feeling rather than the body as such. Yeah, I couldn't really explain it. Feeling of moving upwards.
Sarah? Yeah, it was that feeling of focus and concentration. Yeah, I think definitely going up, but I did feel that was my first feeling really, was that it was easy to focus and concentrate.
Yeah.
And then I think when you open it up, it was just like a blending into a blending of energy to really imagine it being bigger.
I was trying to imagine him being inside one of the Egyptian pyramids, first of all, and it just felt heavy and bloody and oppressive. So then, of course, I go to one of the hollow pyramids, like a great big room, like the ones that George was describing in Russia. And that was a very different experience. It was again the drawing up and the intensity of energy. I could feel myself going up, up, up in the pyramid, right up to the pinnacle. And there's some freshness and almost like crackling static. I felt very alert and alive. But, I was blending with some kind of energy.
Yeah.
Well, I found it difficult building the pyramid.
Yes. So did I.
And I had to get some sheets off the top of the conservatory build one of these things around me.
Yeah.
And then I got in it and started to look out. And this went on for a long while, nothing happened, and then suddenly I could see myself lying down in there.
Yeah.
And then there was a long, long, long pause of nothingness, and then there was a sort of a whitey blue gassy look on top of me. I could see myself down. And then it gradually built up. Then you woke me up.
Oh, but
I haven't got beyond that. So I haven't felt anything like you. I haven't felt this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters though. We're all individuals, so we're
going to do the right thing. I don't think there is. I think it's just a feeling.
George?
At the asana, a curious feeling. I felt like so. I'm small in relation to the expanse of energy around me. I was like visualizing the pyramid sides and I held my arms up to sort of enhance that impression. I seem to want to rotate into a favorable position. But then I began to feel that my self was diffusing in a way. And I had this impression of a shape of energy and feeling it and being part of it. It's very, very difficult to describe the idea of one's self being diffused within other energy. That was the sort of feeling I had.
Yeah,
that's why I
just sort of went
around
picturing the
pyramid.
So I quickly stopped myself, resuming class. But then, okay, that passed. Then I wanted to cross my legs like this.
Mm.
And we were all in an Indian teepee together.
Alright.
So that's nice.
Yeah.
Apart from that, the sneeze.
Oh, that's annoying.
So I was trying to fall back.
Yeah.
Yes. This arranged across my legs was quite, obviously we would have been on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Mm. Well,
so I thought we were all like at some time.
Yeah.
Oh, you quite can find it there. That's right. There was following this diffuse feeling and I felt very dreamy after that, but sort of going into the sort of like dream sequences. very difficult to describe.
I don't know, one you can clear out, but it seemed odd because suddenly I found my mouth opened. Maybe that's something that should be coming out there, but I thought that was odd, but that doesn't bother me. Other when I'm talking, open.
Maybe you've gone back to your time as a goldfish.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's strange, right?
We seem to open our mouths sometimes in wonder, don't we?
Yeah, that's true.
When you sort of see something which is,
yeah,
your mouth opens.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we need to concentrate on, I wondered if we're going to have a sort of mass. Basically anyone that's available.